The Money Show.
Consumer Ninja.
Wendy Nola is our Consumer Ninja on a Wednesday night. It's a Wendy's Day night. That's what it is. And what does uncapped mean when it comes to data? Let's just solve that problem first, and then we'll explain what the issue is.
Okay, so normal people who aren't in the industry, might think that uncapped means
no limit.
What the dictionary says, yes, there's no limit. You pay this amount per month, and you can use as much data as you want in that month, and everything's jolly. But in the context of a data contract, in terms of guidelines that are set by the Internet Service Provider Association for the term uncapped, as well as some findings from the Advertising Regulatory Board, the uncapped can mean that there are predetermined limits, and of course you have to disclose them to your clients, but connectivity is never severed. Okay, so it's a bit of a fudge, I'm sure you'll agree, because a lot of people, especially people who aren't that into reading small print, would think uncapped means what the dictionary says it means. It doesn't mean that if I use up to a certain amount, which is admittedly the fair use policies always, allow for a massive amount of data use before you reach their predetermined limits. They set very high, but it's still a limit, right? And what happens is they start throttling. So you don't get the speeds that you want, okay, to do the stuff you want to do. But the recent issue is that Vodacom took this meaning, uncapped until you reach our cap thing.
Uncapped until you hit the cap, right? Okay, good.
Yeah, exactly. It's high, so it's okay, but hello, it's still a cap. So they took it to a new level, announcing that from the 15th of Feb, pretty much 2 weeks from now, both new and existing uncapped data contracts, both on cell phone data and home internet, would not only be throttled, but after a certain point, they would be cut off completely. They call it a hard lock. And so this was not going down very well with its high usage subscribers who took out this contract because they high usage and uncapped. Hello, uncapped, right? So the throttling happens from 400 gigabytes, 600 gigabytes, or 700 gigabytes, depending on the package. And then from 600, 800, and 1 terabyte, respectively, subscribers will have no connectivity whatsoever until the next month's allotment kicks in, at which point they will have to, until that point, they'll have to just buy top-up packages, okay? And I got several complaints. Mukesh was one of them. He said he signed up for this uncapped data on a Black Friday special last November at Vodacom in Midrand. He said, I've now got this SMS saying that a hard lock will be implemented in terms of the so-called fair usage policy on my plan. But the thing is, I cancelled my previous data contract of 600 gigabytes to take up the uncapped offer because thought that this meant it was unlimited, only to be told that I'm from 400 gigabytes, there will be the throttling and then the hard lock. This was not mentioned to me when I took out the contract. And you can understand, and I've heard from several others, the thing being, Bruce, that they are locked into these long contracts, right? So now if they want to cancel, the usual high penalties, if you cancel soon after you've signed up any of these fixed term contracts, your cancellation penalty is huge because it's calculated on the number of months remaining in your contract, right? So I put this all to Vodacom and I said, how do you justify using this term uncapped for your contracts? And isn't it time to actually scrap the word uncapped? Because whatever the allowances and whatever, it's not uncapped. I don't care how you fudge it. There are caps. So the answer I got initially was that the vast majority of customers who use the product won't ever reach the hard lock thresholds, and so they will continue to enjoy an uninterrupted experience. But that's not really the point.
That's not the point.
No, it's uncapped for most of you, so then it's okay. They said the 600 gigabyte threshold is 4 times the average usage.
And no, but it's a nonsense argument. It's a nonsense argument. I don't know what on earth you're doing using 600 gigabytes of data in a month. I don't
Well,
want
exactly.
To
but whatever.
You
asked a few people, downloading a lot of stuff.
Absolutely. And I don't know how you have enough time in your life to use that stuff, whatever it is that you're doing. You're buying something on the basis that you believe it represents something that it doesn't represent because of the language that is used deliberately to entice you into buying that product. It is dishonest in the
extreme. That's what I said. It's misleading. They say, and I can understand this, where there's high data usage through a single tower, in a densely populated area, this can hinder connectivity to other customers.
Fine.
Stop
using the word uncapped.
Exactly. I was just saying, it's like offering a all-you-can-eat buffet and then saying, well, actually, you've had four plates now, that's enough, and you've got to leave some for the rest of the people. It's not fair. Well, then don't say, eat all you want. You know, say, eat whatever cap you introduce, don't. And exactly. For me, it's the same argument. I don't see much. I see it in black and white. But anyway, that response number one said, customers who feel aggrieved will be dealt with on a case-by-case basis and will be given the option of either cancelling the contract, they didn't say there would be no cost, or migrating to a more suitable plan. Okay. And then they said, in terms of, you know, why don't you just stop using the word uncapped? They said throttling and hard locks were at such overstated values that most customers wouldn't reach them, as I said. So effectively, for them, it is an uncapped service. Anyway, I said to people, maybe you should, last week, I said maybe you should let the Advertising Regulatory Board decide on this one. And then last Friday, there was response number two, an about turn. Following a review of our recently launched uncapped data products, Vodacom South Africa has taken a decision to discontinue the sale of these products following the revision of the fair usage policy attached to these products labeled uncapped. We are currently removing these products from the likes of our websites and deal sheets and will complete this process as soon as possible. As to those who have already subscribed to one of these so-called uncapped products, they will be able to cancel without any cancellation charge or migrate to a more suitable plan. So I think that's fair enough. And for the rest of them who stay, again, they say it will be uninterrupted as long as you don't reach the hard lock thresholds.
But if you sell me a product and you tell me you've got 100 megabytes or 100 gigabytes and I use my 100 gigabytes and then you throttle me or stop my subscription, that's my own fault. They've got a perfectly good app which tells you how much data you've got left and where it's going and what services you're using or consuming most of your data. You can figure that stuff out for yourself. It becomes your responsibility. But when you're messing around with semantics, I'm afraid I have no patience for that nonsense.
Well, yeah, I mean, sell it as exactly as this, call it the mega data contract or something. And I agree with you. To call it something that means something to most people, no limits, and then to have a term and condition which says actually these are the outer limits. If you're really greedy with your data, with our data, we have to stop this somehow. But yes, we understand there have to be limits. Then don't say it's unlimited or uncapped. Anyway, so the hard lock will still be introduced for those people who are already on this contract, unless they choose to cancel without penalty. But I think it's quite significant, and hats off to them to say that they're actually not going to sell any more contracts called uncapped. And I thought that was great. So, of course, it's not just Vodacom. All the service providers sell uncapped products, airtime data from time to time. So I asked MTN if it would also consider not using the word uncapped anymore. And they said MTN does still offer uncapped 4G and 5G products at varying speeds, and those products are subject to fair use policies, which, as you correctly pointed out, are at high usage levels. And we share this with the customer at purchase. The uncapped products we offer are in line with the Internet, as I was saying earlier, Internet Service Provider Association guidelines for the term uncapped, as well as relevant findings from the Advertising Regulatory Board. But this is the interesting part, and this is where Vodacom obviously really overstepped. Uncapped refers to products where predetermined limits may remain relevant, but connectivity is never severed. With the ongoing modernization of our network and with the additional spectrum secured, MTN is always looking at new products to best serve our customers. So yes, so there's... It was the hard lock, and we're going to cut you off if you get to this level. That was the, caused this whole issue to bubble over. But I still think, even if it's disclosed up front, even if it's the caps are set at a very soft cap, the throttling is set at a very high usage level. Just why do you have to stick with the term uncapped? I don't understand. So it's not uncapped.
Wendy Nola is uncapped on The Money Show on a Wednesday evening until 7:30. At that point, we throttle Wendy Nola's access to The Money Show, and then there's a hard stop at 7:30. Thank you, Wendy.